Hello, my name is Don Challenger. I'm acting editor of the Hamilton Alumni Review, and I'm here at Hamilton College today with a trio of gentlemen outstanding in their fields, in at least one case, quite literally. Our guest is John Hind, Hamilton class of 1980, and the college's newly named athletic director. Joining me to talk with John are John Pitereci, himself a Hamilton alumnus, class of 1970, and a sports writer and outdoors columnist for the Utica Observer-Dispatch, and Jim Taylor, who is Hamilton's Sports Information Director. I should probably tell you a bit about John Hind before the actual grilling begins. He returns to the Hill from Butler University, where he was Associate Athletic Director of Operations, but he has deep ties to Central New York. John is a 1976 graduate of Henninger High School in Syracuse. He was a standout in both lacrosse and football here at Hamilton, and he served as assistant coach in both sports on two different occasions during the 1980s while teaching in Clinton schools. He then coached lacrosse and football at the Division III College of Worcester in Ohio from 1986 until 1991, and moved to Division I Butler in Indianapolis in 1991 to found that school's lacrosse program. Despite building from scratch, Butler had six winning seasons in John's 7 years as coach, and John was named National Coach of the Year by the U.S. Intercollegiate Lacrosse Association after he guided the Bulldogs to the NCAA Championship Tournament in 1998. He left the sidelines in 1999 to become an athletic administrator, overseeing Butler's soccer, tennis, men's lacrosse, women's volleyball, and the sports medicine department. And he served as Butler's interim athletic director in 2006. John, welcome back to the Hill, and we thank you for taking time to talk with us today. And with that, I want to turn things over to your two interrogators.
Thank you.
Like to start?
Well, okay, sure, I will. John, one of the things that I don't know that it's remarkable, but you don't see it all that often. You know, you'd know better than I, but I don't recall it all. I mean, you're a Division I guy for the last 15 or more years, 16, 17 years, whatever it is. And so you come back to Division III, and hey, that's, I don't see any problem with it, but it isn't done all that often, but you are coming back to your alma mater. Can you just tell us a little bit about why you made this move?
Absolutely. First and foremost, Hamilton's a very, very special place for me. I think that goes without saying. Secondly, Butler's a Division I school, but I can tell you just a short story about Butler. When I was asked to come out and interview for the Butler lacrosse job, I turned it down two times. And I said that, thanks, but no thanks. I'm quite content in Division III. It's really, at that point, I was pretty certain that that's what I believed in, that's where my core was. And John Perry, the AD at Butler, who actually grew up in Marcellus, so he was a Central New York guy, and he had been the AD at Brown for several years, and so very familiar with the Ivy League, and he convinced me, he knew my background, he had done enough research on me, and he said, I guarantee you if you come out here, you will love the city, but more importantly, you will find Butler to be much more in line with Division III schools academically and socially. It's a small school. At that time when I went out there, it was only around 3,000 students. And so I went out and visited, and I found it a place that fit very tightly with what he described. Most importantly, I found a place where I thought I could enjoy myself, I could bring up my family, and build a successful lacrosse program. Having been there now for 17 years, though, I can tell you there's no question in my mind I'm grounded in what I consider Division III philosophies. And so when I have looked at jobs, primarily Division III jobs, and when Hamilton opened, it was the job I chose to pursue the hardest.
Being grounded in Division III philosophies, what do you see as the value Division III intercollegiate athletic programs in Division III? Values to the student,
sure,
the athlete, to the school, maybe to the alumni, to the community.
Most important, the things that ring out to me our balance. Even at a Butler, I find times where we're not in line with the balance that I think is important for all of us to stay centered and to be able to keep things in perspective. I clearly look at Division III, whether it's physical education, athletics, intramurals and recreation. I look at it as a critical co-curricular component as opposed to an extracurricular entertainment venue. So I think most importantly, our balance in education. I look at myself as an educator and a teacher, and I would hope that a desire I will have is everyone in our department will work to do the same thing.
Is it practical to run a Division III athletic program like you would a Division I program?
Practical in what sense? I wouldn't want to run one the same way as I run a Division III program.
What would be the differences?
Again, balance. I feel very strongly. There were a lot of times where I felt like I was an anomaly at Butler. I had a way, and maybe that's why we were successful. I don't know that for sure, but I had a way of understanding when it was time to back off and not ask for more. I understood that they still wanted to be students and classmates with their peers. I understood that, you know, my 2 hours more of practice at the end of the day wasn't going to be a deal breaker, that they probably would collectively come together as a group liking each other more if I canceled practice and let them go to the basketball game or let them go to the football game. It's to me more about the balance. I didn't go off the deep end if someone came to me and told me they had a physics test that was critically important to them and they had to miss practice. It was one of those where it was a teaching moment, but that's not the time to take advantage of the teaching moment. The teaching moment to me came a day or two after that physics test when I could then talk to that player about time management as opposed to demanding he be at practice at the time he came to me telling me how important that physics test was. So those types of things make it different. Having said that, they still keep score in Division III, just like they keep score in Division I. To me, if Hamilton College has an athletic program, there must be a reason. I don't think Hamilton strives to be mediocre in any of their classrooms. I don't expect us to strive to be mediocre on the athletic field.